Welcome back in, Paul W. Smith Show on a Friday morning. Happy Friday to you. I have said this for years. Nothing has exploded like college football in the last 30 years. And just the last couple of years, I mean, what college football used to be and what college football is and what it's going to be are just entirely different places. And of course, yesterday, big announcement of what the Big Ten is going to look like when both UCLA and USC join the ranks. It still sounds so strange to hear that, doesn't it? UCLA, USC in the Big Ten. But big announcement yesterday from the Big Ten about the 2024 and 2025 slate. Who better to chat with that about than our senior sports analyst, Steve Courtney. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning there, Sean. Hopefully all is well. Good morning once again, my friends. This conversation brought to you by the tremendous folks at Bill Brown Ford. It is time to root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. My good friend Matt Garko, of course, along with Bill Brown Ford's True View Inventory, are digging into the batter's box. Bill Brown Ford hitting for the cycle each and every day. Shop their True View Inventory at BillBrownFord.com today. Yeah, Sean, we've been kind of looking forward to see what the Big Ten would do once USC and UCLA jumped into the mix. And by golly, we find out the Big Ten in 2024 will introduce a football schedule model that includes 11 protected matchups across the conference, eliminates divisions and targets an overall rotation as the league expands to 16 members with USC and UCLA. The Flex Protect Plus model maintains, and this is interesting, a 9-game league schedule and contains both guaranteed annual matchups and rotating ones as well. Now, just jump right to it here. The protected games are Michigan State, Michigan, and Michigan, Ohio State. That of local value, certainly. Thank goodness, and I'll tell you this, they're keeping Maryland Rutgers. Okay.
Oh.
You can breathe a sigh of relief, my friend. We can all move on with our Fridays and feel pretty good about it. Teams also will have opponents they play in both 2024 and 2025 called two plays. Very innovative. That will change for the 2026-27 cycle. For example, USC and Penn State will play in both seasons, as will UCLA and Nebraska. Now, this was the big bone of contention, Sean, going in, and the question was answered. The divisionless model will feature the top two teams competing in the Big Ten championship game. Tiebreaker specifics will be announced at a later date. Since implementing the East and West divisions, that in 2014, we know this, the East Division winner has won every Big Ten title. Now, sadly, Penn State has zero annual protected opponents in the new model. The Penn State-Ohio State game has often shaped the league and CFP race, but will not be played in 2025 after taking place at Beaver Stadium back in 2024. USC's initial Big Ten schedule in 2024 will feature Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Wisconsin at home, and Maryland, Northwestern, Penn State, Purdue, and UCLA on the road. The Bruins' first Big Ten slate includes Minnesota, Nebraska, Northwestern, Ohio State, and USC at home, and Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, and Rutgers on the road. As far as our Spartans go, Sean, in 2025, nothing in 2024, but in 2025, the Spartans will host UCLA at the Woodshed, and they will have USC on the road. By the way, both newcomers will play every Big Ten school at least once by the end of the 2025 season, and every existing Big Ten team will play either UCLA or at USC during that same span. Now, the Big Ten first introduced divisions, you'll recall, back in 2011 when Nebraska joined the league as its 12th member. The initial divisions, named Legends and Leaders, were forced to achieve competitive balance based on team performance data. But the division names, legends and leaders, you recall, Sean, drew widespread mockery, did not go over well. And it was changed to the East and West when Maryland and Rutgers entered the league in 2014. So there you have it. It is all drawn up, and it will be here before you know it.
Steve, I think I can speak for you. I get real nerdy looking at future schedules, and you know, you see the different teams on there, whether it be out of conference or in conference. But it, you know, I think it's safe to say, you know, speaking for both the local schools, obviously with a finer focus on the green and white, it's going to be really exciting. Michigan plays USC and UCLA, with UCLA being on the home turf, and then in 2025 it flips. It's going to be Michigan State that has both those two members. I'm still trying to get my head wrapped around the fact that UCLA and USC are going to be in conference, but from strictly a fan standpoint, to have Michigan State travel to LA to take on USC and UCLA coming to Spartan Stadium in 2025, I couldn't be more excited about that. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to certainly bring an entirely new dimension to Big Ten football. And, you know, once we found out that UCLA and USC were indeed going to enter the Big Ten, you're thinking, well, from a scheduling standpoint, is this going to affect every school's three non-conference tilts? But apparently it's not, because they are going to maintain the nine-game league schedule. You are able to play the three non-conference games. But interesting note, you mentioned earlier, Sean, Michigan's 2024 trip to USC will mark its first since 1958. USC will visit Penn State for the first time since 1994. So there's a lot of things going on that's going to, like I say, bring a new dimension and a new level of excitement. And, yeah, it's going to be here before you know it. By the way, all the best to longtime Notre Dame athletic director Jack Swarbrick, truly one of the pillars of collegiate sports. He announced yesterday he is going to step down in the first quarter of 2024, NBC Sports Chairman Pete Bavakwa will become the new AD there. Jack Swarbrick, 69 years old.
Great stuff. Steve, we're only 12 weeks away from the Spartans kicking it off. It's incredible. They take on Central Michigan September 1st, 12 weeks from today. Great stuff, Steve. Always appreciate it.
All right. Have a great weekend, Sean, eh?
You too, buddy.
Get
make
in there.
Some plays, all right?
Get in there.
Final hour of the show next, 760 WJR.